Shalom and Calvary greetings to you all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I am Brother Edgardo Rezos, once again from the Philippines. And it's my pleasure again to share to you some little thoughts or some little nuggets from the Word of God for this week's daily devotion. But just forgive me if I could somehow record late each day because I still have to find a place for me to record, because we just have been hit by a strong typhoon last November 4, and our electricity has just come back recently, but our internet signal in our residence is on and off. So please bear with me. Well, I believe God would still be with us this week. Amen. And I want to thank the able ministers of God from different places who have been ministering and who have been part of this program and ministration of the Word here in the Daily Devotion platform. And the brothers and sisters here in this platform listening from every part of the globe, thank you for always having the desire to listen to the Word. Amen. God bless you all. And I want to speak on the subject, the unsearchable judgment, the unsearchable ways of God. Again, the unsearchable ways and judgment of God. Now, let us turn our Bibles to Romans, the book of Romans, chapter 11. Romans, chapter 11, and I will start reading from verse 25. Romans, chapter 11, starting from verse 25. For I would not, brethren, that ye should be ignorant of this mystery, lest ye should be wise in your own conceits, that blindness in part is happened to Israel, until the fullness of the Gentile be come in. Verse 26, and so all Israel shall be saved, as it is written, there shall come out of Zion the deliverer, and shall turn away ungodliness from Jacob. For this is my covenant unto them, which when I shall take away their sins, as concerning the gospel, they are enemies for your sake, but as touching the election, they are beloved for the Father's sakes. For the gifts and callings of God are without repentance. For as ye in times past have not believed God, yet have now obtained mercy through their unbelief. Verse 31, even so have this also now not believed, that through your mercy they also may obtain mercy. Verse 32, for God hath concluded them all in unbelief, that he might have mercy upon all. Oh, the deep riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are his judgments, and his ways past finding out. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, or who hath been his counselor, or who hath first given him, and it shall be recompense unto him again? For of him, and through him, and to him are all things, to whom be glory forever. Amen. Amen. Now, as I have said, we are going to talk about on the subject, the unsearchable judgment and ways of God. Amen. So, in our scripture reading, Paul here was speaking of salvation, which the Gentiles, obtained. He said Israel was blinded. Israel was concluded in unbelief for us to obtain the mercy of God. they are for a time period cut off from the grace so that we Gentiles could step into. Amen. And Paul here added that the blindness of Israel is just for a time period. It is just for a timetable. Amen. And this is until the fullness of the Gentiles would come into the grace. So there is what we call the fullness of the Gentile. And of course, brothers and sisters, this is what we are waiting, right, saints? Because this means the redemption of our body. This means our salvation. Amen. And then the cut up will follow. Amen. But look here, brothers and sisters. During the time when God was still dealing with Israel, the Jewish nation, none of them, these good patriarchs, these good prophets of God, thought that the Gentiles will be co-heir with them in the promises of God, even with the promises of God to Abraham. None of them had the thought that the God that they serve would also deal not only with them, but also with the Gentiles. Because, you know, for them, they are the only people whom God would be saving. They even call the Gentiles in not a wholesome names, like the Gentiles are dogs, the Gentiles are unclean, they are heathen or pagan. We Gentiles are alien, we are strangers, we are foreigners. Yes. Now, we could even see that in Jesus Christ, because even the Lord Jesus Christ, at the beginning of his ministry, at the starting part of his ministry, he thought that he was only sent by the Father to save the lost sheep of Israel. Jesus never thought at the start that the Gentiles will be part of the people that he should be caring for. Amen. And this is evident in Matthew chapter 15. Let us read the Bible. Matthew chapter 15. I'll start reading verse 22, maybe until verse 26. Verse 22 says, "And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coasts and cried unto him, saying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with a devil. And he answered her not a word. And his disciple came and besought him, saying, Send her away, for she cried after us. Verse 24, but he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. See that, brothers and sisters? He was thinking, Jesus was thinking that he was only sent to the lost sheep of Israel. Now, yeah, let us continue reading in verse 25. Then came she and worshiped him, saying, Lord, help me. And in verse 26, he answered and said, It is not meet to take the children's bread to cast it to the dogs. Amen. Can you see that, brothers and sisters? He called the Canaanite woman dog. See? But here, as we continue, we can see how God the Father led our Lord Jesus to start understanding the other part of his ministry. So let us continue reading in verse 27. And she said, "Truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table." And verse 28, then Jesus answered and said unto her, "O woman of great faith." I mean, "O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt." Amen. See that? And this experience with the Lord Jesus was seconded. That this experience with the Canaanite woman was already the second time experience of the Lord Jesus, because his first interaction was with a Gentile. He was with the centurion in Matthew chapter 8. Matthew chapter 8, and we'll start reading on verse 8. The centurion answered and said, "Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me, and I say to this man, go, and he goeth, and to another, come, and he cometh, and to my servant, do this, and he doeth." And when Jesus heard it, verse 10, he marveled and said to them that followed, "Verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not one in Israel." Amen. Look at that, brothers and sisters. This portion of the scripture is somehow the God our Father is introducing to the Lord Jesus his another portion of his ministry. Amen. And look at the verse that follow. We can read, continue reading in verse 11. The Lord Jesus said in verse 11, "And I say unto you that many shall come from the east and west, and shall sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven." See? After he met the Canaanite woman, after these two experiences that he experienced from the Gentile, after he met the certain Canaanite women, we can see, brothers and sisters, that Jesus, the Lord Jesus, had already understood fully that through him, the Gentiles would also be called. Amen. Amen. Now, this is evident. This is proved in John chapter 10. In John chapter 10, we can read, starting verse 14 up to 16. In verse 14, the Bible says, "I am the good shepherd, and know my sheep, and am known of mine." Verse 15, "As the Father knoweth me, even so I, the Father, and even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep." Amen. "I lay down my life for the sheep." And verse 16 says, "And other sheep I have." Remember this, brothers and sisters. Verse 16 said, "And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, which are not of the Jew, which are not of the circumcision fold." Amen. "Them also must I bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. The other fold is the Gentile sheepfold. Will you say amen to that, brothers and sisters? He said, I have other sheep which are not of this fold. Them I also must bring. Amen. And he said, they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold, and there shall be one shepherd. Amen. So in Christ Jesus, we are no longer strangers. We are no longer foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints. Amen. And of the household of God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Yes, the Jews, they were blinded from the gospel so that you and me could get in into the grace, into salvation. And now you and me are joint heirs with the saints, are joint heirs with Christ. Hallelujah. But who among the Jews in old times, who among the Jews thought that this would be this way? No one of them was thinking so. Amen. Oh, how unsearchable are the ways. How unsearchable are the judgment of God. Amen. You know, there are many passages of the Bible where if God were among men, men could have questioned him. But he is a being of authority. Yeah, there are many passages of the Bible that if God were among men, different personality could have questioned him why this and that happened. Yeah, but passages in the Bible also warns us, like the one we can read in Job chapter 21 and verse 22. The Bible said, can anyone teach knowledge to God, since he judges those on high? So nobody does. Nobody could teach God. Amen? Amen. And we can also read furthermore, Job chapter 36, verse 22. And 23, I think, behold, God is exalted in his power. Who is a teacher like him? Who has appointed his way for him or told him, you have done wrong? Amen. This could also be the one that we can read in Isaiah chapter 40. Sorry, I have more verses. I have more scriptures today. This is the start of our meeting for this week. Again, Isaiah 40, verse 14, we can read, with whom did he take counsel? And who instructed him and taught him in the path of justice? Who taught him knowledge and showed him the way of understanding? Behold, verse 15, the nations are as a drop in a bucket, as a drop in a bucket, and are counted as the small dust on the scales. Look, he lifts up the isles as a very little thing. Amen. See that, brothers and sisters? We know that whatever God had planned, it is absolute. Amen. No one could change that. Even how vague, how ambiguous, how unclear things may appear unto us, still his works, still his plan will prevail. Amen. Now, with this, brothers and sisters, I could say, and let me encourage everyone, that we should learn how to wait upon the Spirit of the Lord. let us learn how to wait upon the Spirit of the Lord. Amen. Because we could only understand the things of the Spirit by the Spirit of God. Even in seemingly ambiguous or unclear things of God, unclear events, unclear happenings, and sometimes we question why this and that happened. Yeah, but when the Spirit of God breathed upon us to give us understanding, then and there only we could come into light and things would be clearer. God's plan will be clearer. Only we should not judge things in advance. Amen. We must learn how to wait upon the Lord. We should learn how to wait upon God's light. Amen. As it is written in 1 Corinthians, this would be my last scripture for this day. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9 and 10 and verse 16. 9, 10, and 16. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Verse 9, but as it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. And verse 16 says, for who hath known the mind of the Lord? Amen. That he may instruct him. But we have the mind of Christ. Hallelujah. We have the mind of Christ. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Brethren, we could only understand the deep things of God if we have the Spirit of God. We could only comprehend the deep spiritual things if we have the mind of Christ. Amen. Well, we will continue tomorrow in some of the seemingly unclear judgment or ways of God, but was really God's ultimate plan. For today, thank you, brethren. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for lending your little time in listening. Have a great day and be blessed. Shalom.